720 WGN, Your Money Matters here on this this Mesereau Monday, but we're continuing now into Medicare Monday. Mark Stiglitz joins us now, the Chief Medicare Officer at Aetna. Mark, thanks for hopping on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
In person.
In person this time.
There we go. Yeah, we got a little more time, too, because people want to text in a question. Maybe we can answer some questions as well. That'll really help out, because Medicare is one of the most confusing things in the world to deal with. And I know you're in it, and you deal with that. Do you disagree with me there?
I couldn't agree with you more. It is one of the most complex jobs to have, and it's one of the most complex services that you can provide your clients. So what I can say is it sounds very complicated. It is very complicated, but there are a lot of people out there that can help explain in a really simplistic way.
Okay, so let's start there.
Okay.
We got, 10,000 people a day turning 65. What happens when you turn 65?
That's great. So when you turn 65, you have 3 months, what's called your initial election period. During that time period, you can select a Medicare Advantage plan, which provides your comprehensive insurance from hospital to providers, drug. You can also get your dental, vision, and hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So during that initial election period, you can pick a plan, and it'll become effective the first day of the month that after you choose it.
Okay. Is that also when you just sign up with the government for Medicare as a whole, or thinking about two different things?
You are thinking about two different things. So let's maybe start from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You're 3 months out from turning 65. That is actually when that initial election period begins. And essentially, you can make a plan choice. That'll become effective the day that you turn, the month that you turn 65.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, your Medicare, traditional Medicare, becomes effective. And traditional Medicare, like we talked about, I think about 2.5 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
That is essentially Medicare Part A, that's your hospitalization insurance, and then Medicare Part B, which you have to pay for. You have to elect to choose that. That becomes effective once you turn 65 as well, if you decide to choose that Part B coverage.
And Part A is free, assuming you've matched the criteria for paying into Medicare, right?
That's right. If you've turned 65 in most cases, and you've paid your Medicare and Social Security taxes for 10 years, or your spouse has. That's one key thing, is for somebody who perhaps hasn't worked much, their spouse has paid the 10 years and they can get coverage.
All right. So that A, you get things covered at the hospital.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Emergency services.
Correct. Absolutely.
Not elective surgery, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, it can get a little complicated.
Yes.
But I'd say in general, if it's in a facility like a hospital, that'll be covered under your Part A.
Okay.
If you want to go see a specialist, or you want to go see your doctor for your annual wellness visit, that's Part B. And that's the one that you have to sign up for. You have to pay a monthly premium. And if you don't sign up for in the first year after you turn 65, there is a penalty that could be assessed on you.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question. If you were working when you turned 65, like so many Americans are, they probably got like a Medicare card in the mail, right?
That's right.
And
that's
so right. Then they don't have to do anything for A at that point.
That's right.
But if you didn't get to B because you were on private insurance, but you didn't pay, you will then pay a penalty later on?
So every person's case differs slightly, but it depends on if their coverage is creditable from their employer.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, it's only once they're no longer covered and employed, right? And it's the same way for prescription drugs. If you have a creditable coverage by your employer, and I'm not an actuary, so I don't want to get into the details there,
mm-hmm.
but basically, as long as it's real insurance, you won't have to pay that penalty. But you always want to check both with your HR department and with the Social Security Administration.
So, the 773 is asking a point blank. If you're not retiring at 65, do you still have to sign up?
If you're not retiring at 65, you do not have to sign up. You will get your red, white, and blue card in the mail, hopefully before you turn 65, for that Medicare Part A.
All right, so that's A and B we've kind of covered. Mm-hmm. And Medicare Advantage is like a private company that offers, what is it, supplemental care, can be prescription drugs, can be in enhanced coverage. What are we? I see these commercials all the time. Explain it a little bit more.
Yeah, so Medicare Advantage, it is provided by a private company like mine. I work for Aetna, which is a CVS Health subsidiary. And so those companies will provide health insurance just like they do on the open market for Obamacare exchanges or through your employer. And so to your point, it's a wraparound. It takes everything that's under A and B. It offers prescription drugs in most cases, and then they will offer things like dental, vision, hearing, companion care. In some cases, you can get rewards and incentives just for going to your doctor. And so they take stipends from the federal government and they wrap it into this, you know, what you generally consider health insurance, right? It's not all these parts pieced out. It's all of it together. And so through that, you know, through that insurance, you can go, and everyone offers a slightly different plan benefit, right? You might pay $0 for a PCP visit. You might pay $10. You might pay $50 to see your specialist. You might pay zero. And so each one creates benefit designs to try to attract certain customers.
Right. So do I have to have A and B to get a Medicare Advantage?
You do.
Okay, so no matter what, it's not like you can skip the B premium and go to Medicare Advantage instead.
That's correct. You have to have A and B. You have to pay that Medicare Part B premium. If you don't, if for some reason you lapse and you don't pay it, you will lose your Medicare Advantage coverage as well.
Because that could be confusing to some people. They're like, wait, I'm already paying this. Why wouldn't I do this? Okay, I know there's been complaints about Medicare Advantage. I know a lot of it's tied to commercials that people read, hear, see. I am sure that people in your line of work are familiar with that and trying to combat that information too.
That's right. There is a lot of false information that is out there in the public, right? You can turn on your TV right now and quite possibly you might see a former NFL quarterback screaming and yelling and telling you have to enroll, and you have to enroll now, and you can find a, you know, a plan in your area that's offering $0 prescription drugs, $0 you know, premiums. And so a lot of times what happens is people call, they think that's actually the federal government that's advertising. They talk to them, they're not quite sure what they're talking about, and then they end up, they give them information and they're signed up. We see it time and again. That happens when speaking to individuals face to face as well. Like we talked right at the beginning, this is not easy. It's complex. You don't necessarily realize what you're signing up for. And, you know, folks make a decision that they regret. And so then they, you know, they complain. But we work very hard to try to tamper down those types of mismarketing.
Well, right. Because then it casts a bad light on all sorts of Medicare Advantage plans. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold here. We got some questions coming in the text line. We'll talk about those. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Well, we're chatting on this Mesereau Monday about Medicare Monday. Mark Stiglitz joins us, the chief Medicare officer at Aetna. You know, on the subject of mental health, does Medicare A or B have anything that involves mental health services, or is that something people would have to get Medicare Advantage for?
Sure, yes, absolutely. I would suggest, though, taking a look at Medicare Advantage plans, because they will offer things like telemedicine that perhaps is not covered under Medicare Part A or Part B, as well as have some pretty strong networks of mental health providers and you know, low copays as well. So mental health is absolutely part of a Medicare Advantage plan.
What percentage of people have Medicare Advantage to supplement what they do with A and B?
Yeah, so it's been growing year over year. We're approaching about 50%, and I think within the next couple of years, about 50% of Medicare beneficiaries will have chosen a Medicare Advantage plan.
But it's not required.
It is absolutely not required. I think that's really important for folks to know. We talked about some commercials just a few moments ago with Joe Namath, right? They're going to make it seem like it's very urgent. Pick a plan today. Don't miss out. And so what folks need to understand is you have to select a plan, if you decide to, that meets your needs. Don't feel rushed into doing it. I will say the annual election period, when you can pick a Medicare Advantage plan, does end on Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Mm-hmm. So folks do need to know that. But do your shop, do your due diligence, do a health insurance checkup, make sure that you're picking the right plan. We have a lot of tools that are available to people like Medicare.gov. As well as we have a benefits checkup tool that we've worked with the National Council on Aging to help. And then Medicare support centers that are operated in CVS health hubs, as well as there's an 800 number people can call.
So you don't have to do Medicare Advantage in like your first year only, right? If you did A and B for 5-6 years, that worked out great for you. You've noticed some changes in your health. You think you might need a little bit more help. That might be a perfect candidate for Medicare Advantage.
And that's actually the perfect way to describe it. Every year, you should be trying to determine what meets your healthcare needs. So year one, you might say, I'd like to try out traditional Medicare. There's no network. I can see any doctor. But as you get older and you might need to have those extra benefits, you can't afford to have a dental rider, like a separate dental benefit plan, you say, I need to check out a Medicare Advantage plan. It is absolutely the time during the annual election period, like right now, to do that.
And I think that's one of the criticisms sometimes people throw at Medicare Advantage, maybe because they didn't do the research. They were promised something on an ad that they heard and they thought they were going to qualify. Not when you're an A and B, it's an every network is involved. You can go anywhere you need to go.
That's right.
So the doctor you've had since you were three, whatever. I don't know if they're around, but like
you pediatricians,
know what
I mean? Maybe.
Yes,
not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying. You can keep the doctor you've had, right? For Medicare Advantage plans, people do it to be diligent and make sure that the doctor they have, the one that they like, that does fit in that plan, correct?
Correct. Like the plans that you've had under Obamacare and the ACA exchanges or what you've had through your employer, same thing on Medicare. They're going to have networks of providers that you can go to, and you'll have in-network cost sharing that might be $0. But if you go to a provider that's not in-network, it might not be covered, or you might have to pay more out of pocket.
So it really does take some research by people. But, I mean, research makes it sound so daunting. But really, I mean, take some time, read through these plans, talk to your providers that you currently have if you want to keep them. That might be the best way to do it.
That's right. Do your research. Speak to a professional. Speak to an agent that sells Medicare Advantage and doesn't sell only one plan, right? You want to make sure you're speaking to someone like at our Medicare service centers through CVS.com. Folks can meet someone who is payer agnostic, and they'll help them walk through that. It is a set of calculations that they have to conduct, and it is really helpful to speak to someone who is a trained professional.
Payer agnostic, what does that mean?
Yeah, I spoke jargon.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's fine.
So someone who is a licensed agent that sells multiple health insurance plans, so Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, United, you want to speak to someone who's looking at sort of the full menu of options.
Had a caller wanted to know, and I think this is to a previous point, but let's reiterate it. What happens if your employer offers you insurance, credible insurance, you're still working at 65, do you still have to choose a Medicare plan?
You do not. It is totally your choice. In all likelihood, the coverage that you have is perfectly fine, but you should do that checkup because it might be that a Medicare Advantage plan will meet your needs better.
Okay. What are Part B premiums based out of? These are the A and B we're talking about. A is free. B, you got to pay a premium on it. Is it based on the coverage type, the income? Is it flat? What is it? What's the answer?
Yeah, so the Part B premium, it is set by Congress every year, and it's inflation indexed, so that means it's tied to inflation. And so it can go up. It does most years. And so you can also be charged more based off of your income. And I mentioned before as well, if you do not sign up for Part B in time, then you'll be charged a 10% penalty.
I heard once, and this is the 630, that if you go on Medicare Advantage, you can't go back to regular Medicare. True?
That is not true. And so let's walk that through really quickly. I mentioned that this is about the end of the annual election period. It ends on December 7th. That's Wednesday at 11:59. If you are in a Medicare Advantage plan now, or you've chosen one that'll begin in January, you have a get-out-of-jail-free card that begins January and ends in March. So here, if folks are listening, I want you to make sure you're listening closely. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan starting in January, doesn't matter if it's new or one that you've had, you can choose to switch to a new Medicare Advantage plan once during that time frame, or you can go back to the traditional Medicare. You can go back to Medicare fee-for-service, where you can see any doctor, but you have much more limited coverage and none of those supplemental benefits.
A lot of text coming in. What's the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplemental plans?
Yeah. Medicare supplemental plans supplement traditional Medicare fee-for-service. So what they do is that they'll cover some of the cost sharing that you would have to pay if you're hospitalized or if you have to get an MRI or something like that. It is a useful coverage to have if you're someone who wants the flexibility to travel all over the country. Perhaps you're not too worried about your health, but you just want to pay up front. You pay a premium, but you want to basically minimize all of your out-of-pocket costs.
Is that about through the government?
That is also. It's actually through private insurers like Aetna and all the others that I mentioned before.
Oh, okay. So it's a private insurance.
It's a private insurance. It's managed privately. You are going to be assessed based off of your health and wellness, and so your premium, your monthly payment, might differ depending on your conditions and your age.
This is from the 630. Medicare does not provide subacute benefits if a person needs additional rehab. Speaking as a PT in acute rehab settings, is there a way to provide subacute rehab benefits? A specific question, but you got an answer for us, Mark?
So Medicare Advantage plans will provide coverage for that type of treatment. What I would say, though, you have to be very careful about the plan that you choose because the coverage might differ pretty greatly about how much you have to pay, how much they will cover. And so that's where doing research on your own, either at Medicare.gov or going to one of the Medicare service centers that we have through CVS Health Hubs. It's important to speak to someone who can answer those questions.
Okay. So we have chewed on a lot here today. We're going to have to bring you back again because we're getting a lot of questions about this. So just really recap the important deadline for people that... and if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, do you get auto-enrolled in the same one if you don't change anything?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Absolutely. Folks out there, if you're being told that you have to re-enroll or call someone to make sure that your plan continues, that is not the case. If you have not received something from your health insurer that says your plan is terminated, you will automatically receive coverage starting 1-1. You don't have to do anything.
Just like in the private insurance world. Right. Where your company says, pick another one if you want, or if you don't say anything, we're going to keep you on the same one.
That's right.
Okay, we've demystified this a little bit, Mark. Come back again, okay?
Of course.
Where can people reach out? All this stuff, you gave a couple websites there at the end.
Yeah, so for folks, if you're interested and you're running out of time, I would actually not suggest going in person to a CVS Health Hub. They're going to be quite busy. If you are interested in speaking to someone that's at the Medicare Support Center, they will be able to provide you cost-sharing amounts for different payers out there that are selling Medicare. Call 1-833-701-1725. Also, go to our aetnamedicare.com website and then just Google benefitscheckup.org and take a look. There's a lot of programs out there that can save you some money.
Right. And just one of the many folks that offer private ones, but I appreciate you. You're demystifying this for us, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, okay?
Thank you very much.